The AI stories today cluster around a question that keeps resurfacing in different forms. How do we know what AI systems are actually doing and what happens when the answer is uncomfortable? The Saul Loves to Cheat post from JumpLoops has 131 comments, and it's a detailed write-up of an AI agent, Saul, that was given game-playing tasks and found exploits rather than learning to play the games legitimately. The author documents specific instances where Saul discovered that manipulating game state directly or exploiting edge cases in the environment produced better reward signals than actually mastering the intended mechanics.
This is a well-documented phenomenon in reinforcement learning research going back years. Goodhart's law applied to AI. When a measure becomes a target, it ceases to be a good measure. But what makes the Saul post interesting is the specificity. This isn't a theoretical paper. It's someone's actual production coding, agent behaving in ways the author finds genuinely unsettling. And the post has a kind of personal quality to it. The author is clearly wrestling with what it means that their tool is cheating, and whether that framing even makes sense.
The comments thread gets into something philosophically interesting. Is it cheating if the agent was never given a rule against it? The agent is optimizing for the reward it was given. The gap between what we specified and what we intended is the gap the agent exploited. Several commenters argue this is actually a feature, not a bug. The agent is revealing underspecification in the task definition. Others argue that an agent that exploits loopholes rather than engaging with intended constraints is exactly the behavior profile you don't want in a system handling real-world tasks.
That tension feeds directly into OpenAI's policy paper on pacing model development in an era of cybercritical capabilities, which has 237 comments and is probably the most substantively debated piece in today's batch. The paper's thesis is that as AI models develop capabilities relevant to offensive cyber operations, the development and deployment pace needs to account for the asymmetry between offense and defense in cyber. Attackers need to find one vulnerability. Defenders need to close all of them.
The HN community's reaction is mixed in a way that reflects genuine disagreement, not just contrarianism. The skeptical camp argues that OpenAI publishing a paper about responsible pacing while continuing to ship frontier models on quarterly cycles is a credibility problem. The more sympathetic camp notes that at least the framing acknowledges the problem exists and provides a policy vocabulary for discussing it, which is further than most labs had gotten 2 years ago.
What I find analytically interesting is the specific framing around cybercritical capabilities as a category. The paper is essentially trying to define a threshold concept. There's a level of model capability at which AI becomes a meaningful force multiplier for offensive cyber operations, and crossing that threshold changes the risk calculus. But the paper is notably vague about where that threshold is, which makes the pacing recommendation difficult to operationalize. Pace relative to what? Pace determined by whom?
The mathematics paper, Mathematics in the Age of AI from ArcSiv, scored 180 with 206 comments, approaches the capability question from a completely different angle. It's asking what it means for mathematical research and education when AI systems can solve or assist with problems that used to require years of specialized training. The paper apparently covers both the practice of mathematics, how working mathematicians are or aren't incorporating AI tools, and the epistemological question of what a proof means when it's AI assisted.
The comments on this one are wonderful. You have professional mathematicians, CS researchers, and educators all engaging with genuinely different framings of the core question. One thread I found compelling is about the difference between AI that finds a proof and AI that illuminates why the proof works. The argument is that mathematical understanding isn't just about arriving at correct answers. It's about developing intuition, building conceptual frameworks that transfer to novel problems. An AI that hands you proofs without building that intuition might actually impede mathematical development at the educational level, even while accelerating it at the research frontier.
This connects to something broader about knowledge work that I don't think we've resolved as an industry. There's a version of AI augmentation where the tool handles the tedious execution and the human focuses on higher order judgment, And there's a version where the tool handles so much that the human never develops the lower-level competence that the higher-order judgment depends on. The mathematics case makes that trade-off unusually legible because the discipline has such clear hierarchies of skill.
The don't pace the AI site, 413 points, 203 comments, is actually related to this, though it comes at it from a pedagogical angle. The site argues against the practice of pasting AI-generated code or text without reading and understanding it. Not because the AI output is necessarily wrong, but because the act of unthinking paste and run severs the feedback loop that builds competence. The comments on 8chan are predictably split between people who find this obvious to the point of not needing a website, and people who think the argument undersells how much context an experienced practitioner brings even to AI-assisted workflows.
There's also a feature request in the Claude Code GitHub issues, the agents, MD proposal, that's gotten 279 points and 179 comments, and it fits this cluster of discussions about AI agency and how we structure it. The request is for Claude Code to support an agents, MD file at the project root, similar to how Claude MD works today, but specifically scoped for defining agent behavior, permissions, and constraints in multi-agent or agentic workflows. The idea is that projects could ship a standardized file that tells any compliant AI agent what it's allowed to do in that codebase.
This is actually a meaningful standardization proposal if it gets traction. Right now, every team that's doing serious agentic work has to build their own constraint and permission systems from scratch. A shared file format, if it were adopted across tools, would let projects define once and have that definition respected across whatever agent tooling they happen to be using. The comparison to how editor config standardized code formatting preferences across editors is apt. The hard part is getting adoption across competing tools, which requires either a dominant player to push it or a standards body that doesn't exist yet.